to recall events as well as recapture his personal feelings at different stages of the war. A divisional history written by Kurt von Seidewitz, Die Geschichte der 58 Infanterie Division, 1939-1945, Podjan, 1952, was also invaluable in reminding Lubeck of the larger chronology. After many years living in the United States, Lubeck generally related measurements in non-metric terms. For consistency, we have kept the American usage of yards, miles, Fahrenheit et al. Throughout, at times calculating them from metric. He also often utilized American syntax in other observations, employing terms like gung-ho and boot camp. With military ranks, he made distinctions in German. Although Lubeck has naturally acquired a greater overview on the war today than he had while serving in it, we made a conscious decision to confine this work to his personal experiences at the time, rather than overviews, criticisms, or what-ifs. His actions, observations, and emotions during those tumultuous years were our sole focus. While he had never spoken in depth about the war since his arrival in North America, in fact, he was reluctant to do so, the wealth of information that poured out as our interviews progressed impressed me greatly. The decades faded away as he recalled his prior life as a citizen and soldier for Germany.